From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave, 3325 kHz, and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, Voi listener and RRNet viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 2 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And of course, Voi listener, today is Monday, the start of the weekday, where we start off our activities needing to provide for our lives and find the purpose in life. Also, for each one of us, it's different, but just like Dr. Susi Pujastuti said, is a former Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries from the 2014 and 2019, that said, doing hard work is physical activity, doing smart work is brain activity, while doing sincere work is part of the heart. And always make sure to do what your heart says, that is good for other people and also for yourself. So for listeners, that was the quote of the day, and don't forget that this broadcast can be viewed from our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, enough from me, let's start today's broadcast with a song from Asalova with Hello Stranger, But There's No Danger.
Bukanlah mimpi di hati. Discover the unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the thousand islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds. Museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance. And drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis with its own brand of haute couture and invigorating nightlife. I'm gonna party with you. Dancing to the newest tracks or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional craft blends perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia.
Dan Indonesian Navy ship KRI Sultan Iskandar Muda 367 SIM 367 introduced a variety of Indonesian food and drinks during its visit to Port Said, Egypt in mid-January. The crew highlighted popular items like packaged tea, coffee, chips and mung bean drinks to showcase the country's unique flavors. The ship's commander, Navy Lieutenant Colonel Anugrah Anurullah, shared that while restocking supplies and learning about Egyptian culture, the crew also took opportunity to promote Indonesian products in Port Said, Egypt. Trade attaché at the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, M. Shahran Bakti, said that the demand for Indonesian food, drinks and agricultural goods in Egypt has been growing rapidly. Data from Indonesia Central Statistic Agency shows that from January to October 2024, nearly 80% of Indonesia's export to Egypt were food, drinks and agricultural products worth about $1.01 billion. Through this initiative, Indonesia isn't just building trade relationship, but sharing its culture and flavors with the world. RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
amazing getaway. A holy sanctuary. A captivating culture. Sublimely sacred. Yet also excitingly profane. The ultimate paradise. A luxurious escapade. Here you have some of the hippest spots on the planet. Release your inhibitions for an adventure of a lifetime. Whether you fancy the beach or golf. Just love food served exotically. Or adrenaline rushes. Enjoy oases of tranquility. Where pampering is art perfected. Mysteriously festive. Tourism. With its own history. Branded hospitality. The ultimate travel destination. And more. Bali. Wonderful.
Indonesia.
Begitu mudahnya ku terkagum pada pandangannya. Padahal hanya sekilas mudah ku temukan pribadinya dan kegemarannya. Mungkin kau takkan menyangka ku simpulkan aku suka.
Cinta nak boleh semak tu show. Aku tak
yakin.
It's a little bit of a late night show. Bet you need a lot, but baby you slow. Let's shine your radio. So fine and make your way.
Simpulkan aku suka. Tapi apa ia sial.
Tapi depan kamu baby nyali aku menciut. Tak ku sangka, tak percaya, tak kuasa, tak berdaya. Tak tahu what should I do, tolong tell me what I do.
Aku suka warna kamu, aku suka all your power. Aku buat jumpa kamu, cuma siap on the phone. Aku mau aku suka, aku ingin aku bantu perlu.
Naga is a village where culture of ancestors is still respected and appreciated. In this kampung, the word pamali or taboo successfully removes curiosity of its people about something. Well, listener, let's follow our expedition in Kampung Naga, Neglasari Village, Salawu District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. The roaring sound train diesel machine takes us to a place which amazes both natives and foreigners named Kampung Naga. Kampung Naga is a traditional kampung inhabited by a group of people who strongly keep tradition or their ancestors. In this case, Sundanese tradition which remains preserved, they refuse any forms of intervention which may damage the kampung's preservation. As we arrive in Kampung Naga, exactly in parking lot in the edge of valley, we have been welcomed by Kampung Naga villager named Ija. He is indeed used to welcome every guest who want to find out more the history of his kampung. Generous smile is shown when welcoming us, making tiredness during this trip gone. And the adventure begins.
Jarak tempuh menuju ke Kampung Naga dari sini
500 meters to reach Kampung Naga, but it is in valley, so we need to take stairs with 439 steps.
When we get explanation from Ijat about hundreds of stair steps toward Kampung Naga, we are getting curious. We excitedly pass through the stair steps until we arrive in paddy field and refreshing river flow. Amazement at the originality of the green traditional kampung makes us stunned. We completely enjoy road contour with small stones and traditional building structure in this kampung. Ijat explains the building structure in Kampung Naga.
Di sini kan Kampung Naga di sini mempunyai bentuk bangunan ya. Itu yang disebut bangunan panggung. Atasnya pakai injuk dilapis dengan daun tepus. Kekuatannya kuat 15.
Kampung Naga building is tilt shaped with injuk leaves and it's covered with tepus leaves. It lasts for 15 to 50 years. It's no leaking. On the building there is a horn which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call tilt building is like our body because the shape is like there is head, middle part and foot.
V the originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of government used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the regional government. Without we ask, apparently Ijab knows what we will ask. He then explains more.
Dan di bawah di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and non-formal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, RW community unit, and hamlet head, who is elected based on public democracy. But because it's traditional kampung, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga, which is still preserved, that makes Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service fully gave the management of Kampung Naga to the heirs of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Sutarman, Secretary of Tasikmalaya Regency Culture and Tourism Service, HAT.
Karena itu adalah kampung adat ya, jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para sesepuh.
As it is traditional kampung, so it is specially managed by other people in Kampung Naga because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about it compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with 1.5 hectare in size, consisting of 113 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, Bali or meeting place kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Ageng. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. Ijab then explains Bumi Ageng to us.
Ini kan yang disebut Bumi Ageng ya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Cuman kalau diarahkan.
If you want to take pictures of Bumi Ageng, there is a particular distance. Don't be too close. Bumi Ageng is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is used traditional ceremony ritual 6 times a year, like for Maulid Nabi or the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, Idul Adha Islamic Sacrifice Day, Islamic Rat, ancestors of Prophet Muhammad into heaven, Saban or Idul Fitri festivity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony led by Kunchen or Kampung Hat. Traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of tumpeng or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. Those participating are all men, while women make tumpeng to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean, and why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, we listen to Ijad about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga.
Everything has mandate like in here for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to forest, but it is pamali. And that word remains effective because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or local people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word, pamali. That's it.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believed to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Karuhun, Kampung Naga and something which is not done by Karuhun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life like building house, shape, location and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the Green Valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are three table days in Kampung Naga, namely Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The table days do not prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in table days and months, like Ijad explained.
Jadi ditabukan itu bukannya ditabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
So what becomes taboo do not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Isra Mikras, and Saban.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can cement Kampung Naga as one of traditional kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga.
Thank you so much for listener and RR in Advir for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will accompany in the next hours of Indonesia Today. And don't forget that you can send your critic suggestion and also information through our social media in Facebook account The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voi@voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. Thank you so much for listener and RRNet viewers. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ku ingin kau memikam diriku untuk tahu dunia tak berhenti berputar. Bahwasanya tak kuasa ku dengar kau terus memohon.
Joining us on Indonesia Today. only on VOI and RRNN.
Yeah.
Asia's Newsline, first the headline. Minister Nusron confirms sea fence in Tangerang has HGB and HSM certificates. Bank Indonesia survey, new credit distribution increase in Q4 2024. And now the news in details. Minister of Agrarian Affairs and Spatial Planning, head of the National Land Agency, Nusron Wahid, confirmed that 30.16 kilometer fence in the waters of Tangerang Banten has issued building use rights and ownership rights certificates. These certificates include 263 HGB plot registered under PT Intan Agung Makmur, PT Cahaya Inti Sentosa, and 9 individual owners, as well as 17 SHM plots. This confirmation follows the dismantling of the sea fence by 600 personnel from the Indonesian Navy and local fishermen. Initiated on January 18, 2025 due to concerns over restricted access for fishermen. Moving on to the second news. The Bank Indonesia Banking Survey reports an increase in new credit distribution for Q4 2024, with a weighted net balance of 97.9%, up from 80.6% in Q3 2024. This growth primarily driven by investment and working capital loans, while consumer credit declined to an SBT of 62.9%. Looking ahead, new credit distribution is expected to remain strong in Q1 2025 with a projected SBT of 82.3%.